You know what? You could take your and shove it right up there and what do you think about that?
Hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and oh yeah, stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original. Welcome out to the Original Gordito Podcast, episode 134.
I told you we'd get it.
You see? Mortimer, we're back. All right. You know, a comedian Javi Luna here with my beautiful wife, Sweets here.
Hi.
My co-host, my companion, the Chewbacca to my Han Solo.
Ooh.
If Chewbacca was fine as fuck.
I was going to say, is it the hair?
It's the hair. Maybe it's the hair.
Woo.
Give me a Chewie.
I have no idea. Chewie. Doesn't he just go, ah? Or not? No. That's not how he does it. Hold on. He goes.
I can't do it either.
No, I can't do it. I'm not even going to try.
Don't feel bad either. I put you on the spot.
You did. I would have researched too, and I would have tried.
Yeah,
I would have.
Next week, you come back with it. A Chewbacca impression for us.
I'll be ready next week.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, there you go. How you doing, Mrs. Luna?
I'm doing good. Yes, it's a new week, as Lindsay says. It's Valentine's.
It's Valentine's Eve.
Yeah, but no, to her it is Valentine's.
That's a thing.
She's obsessed.
It's been Valentine's
since like last Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Valentine's.
I don't know. It makes me worry. I don't know what she's expecting.
I don't either, but Dada better, you know, do something.
We're not a over-the-top Valentine's household. We're not like anti-Valentine's.
Don't paint me
in that picture. Don't come at me like, like Javi doesn't love love. Javi doesn't believe in love. Hey, I'm all about the love, all right?
No, you all are, right? And you're very sweet.
What I'm not
about. We're just very low-key.
What I'm not about is the commercialization of love. And I know that sounds like something a broke person says. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But you know, the whole I'm not a big fan of the over the top.
Yeah.
The Valentine's gifts that are literally only good for like that day.
Yes.
You know,
like flowers. Flowers are beautiful. Do not get me wrong. I love flowers. And you got me some beautiful ass flowers the other day. And I am so grateful and appreciative.
For a special occasion.
Yes.
When they were reasonable.
Absolutely. Right? That's what I love. I don't like when people just automatically give flowers and chocolates for Valentine's because that's what you have to do.
Especially since the flower industry just marks them up even
skyrocket.
Higher because it's Valentine's Day and it's the day you're supposed
to send
flowers. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a woman. I mean, doesn't that take something away from if you only get it on that day?
Right. Yeah. Right. You only get it on that day. It doesn't make it special to me anyway.
Right,
it doesn't make it special.
It's the day you're supposed to send it.
So that's why
it takes something away from it.
Sorry, I don't mean to keep talking over you.
That's okay.
That's why I'm more appreciative of the flowers you gave me the other day because it was out of the blue, first of all. And it was special. It was meaningful. Yes, it was for a reason, but I definitely wasn't expecting it. Oh, my God.
Wasn't required. Wasn't out of some type of sense of obligation.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what made it special.
I'm also not a fan of teddy bears.
Yeah, they just take up space.
Especially, I mean, I guess it's okay when you're like maybe a teenager dating. But even then, here's the thing, like if it's a Valentine's themed bear.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Then you can't even like use that bear the rest of the year. Like that's like a...
Well, I mean, you can sleep with it.
But it's got the Valentine's on it. Like I would want a multi functional bear.
You know, a bear that the little hearts swap out, like the wreaths.
Yeah.
They have the wreaths that the little piece just swaps out. So yeah. You want a little bear that swaps out.
It's the same thing with like a Christmas themed bear, like a bear that's just like Santa Claus or an elf. What's that bear going to do the rest of the fucking year?
Sit in a box.
Right.
Oh, you just made me sad for the damn Christmas bear.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that poor bear.
You know. Hey, y'all puppies. Settle down over there, pups. still breaking in the new puppy.
Boy, that new puppy. She is a handful. And,
but she got the old dog riled up. Like he I likes mean,
it's
to play
like a new life in him, right?
They run around and they play fight. And it's like a whole new dog.
It's awesome.
It's like
to
we got
him.
Two new dogs.
You're right.
Almost.
I feel that.
So yeah, so she's excited. So I mean, definitely, Daddy always gets her something.
You do.
But I don't go. You know.
You don't go overboard, but overboard. Boy, she is excited about Valentine's.
She wants some flowers, so she's yes, probably she gonna does. Get some flowers.
She's obsessed with flowers.
Yeah.
So. Aww.
You know.
And she decorated her little Valentine's box for school today. That's that was thing, so excited. Right? So.
It's fun. It's fun. It's cute. In fact. I'm just coming off. Y'all are listening to this on Wednesday, so I would have just wrapped up my Valentine's shows. I did one this weekend. I did the Galentine's / I called it the couples Valentine's, right?
Right. Yes.
I feel like the couples that have been together for a minute, they know that they don't need to go out on the 14th, like the 12th and the 11th. Are just as good. They count too. Check out that date night, and hey, it's a work night,
right?
You know what I'm saying? That's where the new couples.
When you're trying to really impress,
to be like, oh yeah, we got to go out on Valentine's,
right? Day. And go sit and wait in 2-hour lines.
Exactly.
Please, exactly. Not worth it.
At Olive Garden, nobody shut up. Too long of a line at the Olive Garden, baby.
I would not wait 2 hours at the Olive Garden. I'm sorry. I like some Olive Garden, but I would not.
Yeah?
Mm-mm, not 2 hours, no.
No
thanks.
So that was what I didn't realize. I was looking back at like my past shows.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize like how many different Valentine's theme shows I've
Yeah, it's
done.
Kind of
like,
been
it's
a thing.
Like, yeah, it's not a, you know, I know I was doing Thanksgiving for a while, so I've definitely have bounced around from holidays.
So what do you think is your favorite?
I don't know. I enjoy doing the Valentine's one, but it's not like I have a like fountain of relationship material. Like I do relationship material, but I wouldn't even call it the majority of my.
No.
Of my set. So while I enjoy doing the Valentine's shows, I don't know that it's my holiday.
I can see that.
Yeah.
But you do a lot of family stuff, so I think that's why the Valentine's Day shows work.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, oh, it's relatable, it's couples.
I definitely feel like I wanna find I need to find a holiday that I can really sink my teeth into like this is man every year Javi does a whatever day you know
like at first you said Thanksgiving
like I was doing Thanksgiving you know for I did Thanksgiving for a few years I'm doing Cinco de Mayo this year and I'm looking forward to that
and
I want to have fun with it like the Valentine's show me and Danielle did a little song
it was
a little
so
cute little song we sang I'm your puppet
it was so
and, you know,
adorable
little oldie whatever you know neither of us are particularly great musicians but we thought it would be something fun and cute
and her kazoo
and she did a kazoo solo
I don't know if that was a secret
no we're not we all that was something only for the Saturday intimate show we're not doing that tomorrow night either you came and you got to see it or you didn't but so I definitely want to you know do something fun for the Cinco de Mayo show. Played around with the notion of a 420 show, you know, for the 420 crowd, you know, whether or not those shows, you know, go somewhere else and do it or whatever. But yeah, you know,
gotta find what works for you.
Gotta find that hobby day, you know.
I'm excited for it. What did you call it? Gordito de Mayo.
Gordito de Mayo. You know,
I'm
it's going to be like my first, you know, like I said, themed show for Cinco de Mayo, other than when I do Chingo's stuff.
But this is your show.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Oh, by the way, before I forget, shout out to listener, speaking of Chingo, what did he say, listener, Justin,
came out
to the show on Saturday off of,
oh, off Justin. Of the recommendation.
So I'm so happy we're still getting going on that podcast and really trying to develop that format. And in fact, I'm heading out there as you're listening to this, if you're one of our people that listen to it.
When it comes out,
which a majority of our listeners are first day listeners.
Wow, okay.
So, as the week goes on, you know, everyone else kind of catches up. But probably while you're listening to this, I'm either on the road to or from.
Or already recording.
From Houston, or in the process of recording more episodes of the What Did He Said podcast. Dope. So if you haven't checked that one out, make sure you check it out. Yeah, man, it's been a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Launched some new merch, like out of nowhere. We sold out during the Chingo show.
Are you gonna show it?
My shirt guy, it's up on the screen. You're watching this on YouTube. You're watching this on Spotify. I don't have to show anything.
I forgot.
I just drop it in.
Right. So right here.
Bing. however you want to do it, Mrs. Luna. that's how we do it. And
it is so cool.
Yeah, La Bamba inspired, which happy to say that my La Bamba joke didn't make it on the special, so it still lives. So I can bring that back, you know, for that merch. You're seeing it there. It says, Javi Luna and his fucking jokes. Of course, the expletive is bleeped out so you can wear it wherever you want. You don't have to worry about it offending people.
I got to model it this weekend.
Yeah, you got to model it this weekend. That picture's up there too. Why not? We can do right all there. That. We have the technology.
Woo!
We can do that. Excited to debut. People responding very well to that new merch. People at the Chingo shows were asking for stuff with my name on it.
That's right.
So we're trying to transition more from the original Gordito merch, which was the Gordito shirt and the Panza Crew shirt, which are all great shirts, and they're still going to continue to exist on the website. And, you know, I'll probably have one or two of them available as they're available at shows, but start to kind of move over to my actual branded merch as a comedian.
There you go. Know? I like it. I'm excited.
You know, we're making moves. We're trying to do stuff right as we're moving towards that all-important date of March 10th, the launch of the special on YouTube, Javi Luna Not For Everybody. Make sure you're checking that out. Make sure you're telling all the friends about it.
Mm-hmm.
What else is it? Super Bowl? We did Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
We're not huge football people, but we do enjoy the big game. Right?
Since we do.
Since the term Super Bowl is trademarked, I don't even know where we're supposed to say it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's trademarked. That's why they, like a lot of like TV shows, they can't refer to it as the Super Bowl. They have to say the big game.
I had no idea.
You have to pay to be able to use that.
Interesting. Okay. That
word. Yeah.
Well, I am not a football fan. Mm-hmm. I have tried here or there to watch it. Mm-hmm. Not interested. Mm-hmm. But I must say, I watched three quarters of that game.
It was a really good game.
It was a very good game.
Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles were overwhelmingly favored to win.
You thought everyone was going.
For the weeks before. Mm-hmm. In fact, out of the conversations I had, I was the only one betting the Chiefs.
Really?
Everyone that I talked to. So I was very happy that your boy was right.
Woo!
Especially since I had a rough start.
I had a rough start
on my picks these playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, between the wild card round and week two of the playoffs, I went 4-for-4. and so it was nice to close out the last 2 weeks, the divisional championships and the big game to get those ones right.
Nice.
It gives me hope going into next year.
There you go.
I usually only bet the playoffs. I'm not a degenerate gambler or anything like
Why
that.
Why do gamblers have to be degenerates,
sir? I don't want to, well, I don't know, maybe because I heard someone talking about, there was already on a podcast.
Oh.
I don't want to be like, oh, he's just doing what's his name was doing on the podcast.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm not going to go down that route. But it's just, like he was saying, I don't remember if it was Joey Diaz or Bill Burr, because I listened to both of their podcasts today. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about, like, that those two words just always go together. Degenerate gambler, raging alcoholic. Like, it's
oh,
just,
okay. You know, yeah, I see. Know, just, yeah, yeah, just, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Doesn't mean, I guess if you're a gambler, doesn't mean you're a degenerate.
I was going to say, there's probably like, some very nice gamblers.
It's kind of like one of those things, like not like all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares.
Look at you.
I don't know. No, I don't think that actually works. I only got like an 1180 on my SAT. What do you want from me? You know.
Hey, it was higher than me.
You know. We all do what we can. What can I say? Yeah, but that was fun. Got to do a little bit of cooking. Did some.
Okay, that food was so good.
Was it my best work? No. Only because I had to do a podcast interview in the
yeah,
middle
that
of
was
cooking.
Random. That was
I got,
so random.
I got
random.
Called to do a this a buddy of mine, Lloyd. I had said,
hi,
hey
Lloyd.
Man, I'll do your podcast. I want to do your podcast, talk about the special and whatever, and just. He's a long term friend of mine. He said, I'll call you this weekend.
Right.
And I thought he meant call me this weekend to discuss when I'm going to be on his podcast.
To plan it.
And no, he called me and was live recording his show with whoever he co-hosts with.
Oh wow!
And so then I had to go from like I was literally in the middle of chopping up chicken and steak.
Yeah.
To now I have to go find a room in this house to.
Yeah, you just disappeared.
Do a radio interview.
Mm-hmm. You disappeared. So, I was like, "What the heck? I thought we were eating."
Yeah, so it took me a second to go into like that mode, but it was a fun interview on the Life and Times podcast with Lloyd Phillips, so you can check that one out. Like I said, I don't know if this is a sign of me getting older,
uh-huh.
but I am having fun with the idea of themes.
Okay.
Now, like I said, the show themes, and I was like, you know what? It's Kansas City and uh-huh. Philadelphia Eagles. What can I do kind of along those lines?
Right.
So I was like, well, Philadelphia, of course, that was easy. Philly cheesesteaks.
Of
right?
course.
Easy. I was like, you know what? But I'm going to make some sliders. I made the sliders. It's fairly easy. And then I said, well, Kansas City, I didn't feel like barbecuing. I knew I was going to be tired from the show the night before.
Right.
So I knew I wasn't going to be out there barbecuing all day. And I know Kansas City is known for their barbecue. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do some wings and I'm going to toss them in some of that KC Masterpiece barbecue sauce. So I did Philly cheesesteak sliders with KC Masterpiece wings. And it was fun.
It was, and it was good. That meat was good.
It was good. I left the sliders in the oven just a little too long. So I'm not showing you the pictures. my food was not camera ready, but it was still good.
It was good.
It was
still
good. All right.
And Patricia made some sangria.
We spent it over at the mother-in-law's house. Which she has a beautiful kitchen.
Beautiful kitchen.
And so I'm going to try to start in the near future, as soon as I get my shit together a little bit more, start shooting some food content. I tried it yesterday, but between everything else, it was
too chaotic.
It was too much, so I need to plan it out better than that. But she has a beautiful kitchen. So if you see me doing cooking videos in this really nice, very expensive kitchen. Don't think your boy just came was on a come up. That's my mother-in-law's
it's
house.
It's not ours.
All right. But she has the room and the space and the islands and the lighting and it honestly it makes sense to shoot it there. So we'll see. We'll see what I start.
Yeah,
start,
I'm excited and I'm excited start, to taste what
start
you make.
Start cooking up, right? Oh, and then y'all get to eat off of it too.
That's what makes me excited about it.
Let's see. Before we get into your article.
Okay.
Like I said, we're still trying to do
the
short format.
We
actually hit 30 minutes.
Okay.
On the dot almost last week.
Really?
So I'm wanting to make sure that we do that. Let's hit some shows. Let's see. Okay. So We just wrapped up Valentine's weekend, so that's not on there. February 22nd. This one's kind of a fun one. It's not really a, it's a show. It's a showcase.
Okay.
That I got invited to do. It's a contest. I don't do contests anymore.
He doesn't.
But this is kind of, seems like kind of a fun one to do. It comes with a trip to New York to go see a taping of Saturday Night Live. It's a long shot. This is one of those ones that they're going all over the country doing showcases. They've already gone to Houston, Dallas, Austin, Atlanta. They've literally gone all over the country. This is the San Antonio location one.
Okay.
So a lot of comics, some pros, some amateurs. It's a three-minute set. Who knows? But I know a lot of the people that are on it, and I'm just gonna go have some fun, and see if I can still muster out a 3-minute set. I'm used to doing an hour and five now, so to try to what do I talk about in 3 minutes?
I hadn't even considered that.
It's kind of different. So that's gonna be February 22nd at Upstage Comedy Lounge.
Okay.
Which is actually where I'm gonna be doing my Gordito de Mayo show. So it'd be nice to see that stage and kind of see what adjustments they've made and start hopefully promoting that show there. April 6th, of course, I will be in Austin at the East Austin Comedy Club. I believe that link's not out quite yet, but as soon as it's made available to me, it'll be on my Linktree, which is, of course, always in the show notes. And then May 5th, those tickets are already up. For Gordito de Mayo at Upstage Comedy Lounge in San Antonio, Texas, and tickets are already moving for it. So
yes.
happy about that. We're a couple months away, and it's 100 seats, man. I would love nothing more than to sell that out, and heck, maybe add a second show.
I've had people already asking me about it. Get your tickets, guys.
Get them early if you can. If you're able to plan that far ahead. It helps me out and makes us look really good with the clubs. All right. Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Your turn.
Okay. So, my article comes from the Channel 3 News. We are going local.
Here in Corpus Christi.
Yes, here in Corpus Christi, we are going local. So, it starts off headline. CC artists, song. Can't be silenced as viral hit gets national attention. Why are you looking at me like that? Did I already mess up?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So then it says, Hit That is a 2-year-old song, but it's been recently thrust into the spotlight after SNL, Wiz Khalifa, and DVBBS, I'm showing how I'm not hip now, I don't know who that is, brings more attention to this unusual tune. Okay, so this is the headline and the little synopsis. Okay. Here we go. Warning. Some of the language and the music featured in this story could be considered offensive to some people. If you live in Corpus Christi, by now you've heard the song. You know the song. And by now, you're not the only ones. Your fave ex-boyfriend, ex-Gold Souls, Hit That. A song they released on SoundCloud 2 years ago found its way into mainstream late last year after a video was released for the around 3 months ago, and it went viral. Uh-huh. Not long after, Canadian producers teamed up with the duo and rap superstar Wiz Khalifa to remix the song. SNL further catapulted their sound into the zeitgeist by doing its own take towards the end of the weekend update. Anyway, so it catches this guy off guard as he was heading into the bar that night. And he's like, man, this is crazy. Someone sent it to me. I was actually downtown walking into produce. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking up and I'm getting to the door watching this video. And Dusty's walking out. We both look at each other and we go, what the hell? Like, oh my God. But it's crazy. It never mentions anything about your boyfriend real quick. I was just like, yeah, said manager collaborator Ducky Maine is this guy's name.
Ducky Maine?
Okay. So they've heard their sound called whistle rap. Uh-huh. That's a thing, whistle rap?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's what they've heard it being called. For them, their sound does not have a name or a genre.
Yeah.
In fact, this now famous Shh. Has been part of the vocabulary for a while. Because, you know, he says, quote, I'm from the Rio Grande Valley. So we always say like, hey, shh, come get me a little shh. You know, that kind of thing. I don't know. People like, instead of saying bad words, they use that. They just say like, shh. I just think that's so funny.
Yeah, right? First of all, I'm guessing you didn't listen to the song.
I did not, because I wanted you to play it for me.
Well,
so
we
that
can't
I can
play it out here.
And I meant for you to play it for me.
You don't know how things work.
No, I meant for you to play it for me before.
We can't play it out here.
So I know I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah. So
I was waiting for that instantly.
So it's not shh, shh, shh.
I'm a teacher. That shh.
It's shh, shh, shh.
I'm a teacher that says shh.
So that's what he meant by people are, instead of saying that you know, hey, so you know, she grabbed my shh, shh, you know, and just
oh my god, I'm sorry.
No? Not shh, 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 shh. I had the mics popping and peeking over here. I was like, what is she? not to make fun of my baby doll, because
I said I was not hip.
No, it's not that. It's not that. You were also just reading it the way it was written, which I find even more funny. Because that means whoever wrote that article, like, I guarantee you, they sat there for a good, like, 15, 20 minutes trying to figure, like, hey, how do you write shh, shh, shh? No, not that shh. No, that's shush. That's shh. That's shh. Well, this is a shh, shh, shh. Is it?
Okay, do it again. I'm going to tell you.
Shh, shh, shh. See, I feel like it has a T in it.
I was going to say like a T. I was going to say a T.
This is the conversation. I can see them sitting.
I was going to say it has a T in it. They should have put a T.
I can guarantee you they were like, shh. Right? I don't know. I guarantee you this was a conversation. They probably, like, at the morning and the afternoon meeting, they're like, did we ever figure out how the onomatopoeia for part shh, shh.
And they went with shh, shh.
Yeah, that was very misleading on their bad journalism on Channel 3's part. How dare you? How dare you confuse my wife? You have her on my podcast looking like so unhip. What if she works with children?
Oh my god, could you imagine?
What if she had gone to school and said, hey, have y'all guys heard the shh, shh song? Have y'all heard it?
Oh my god, could you imagine?
Like the shush song?
Those middle schoolers.
It sounds like something
me.
Lindsay would listen to on Coco Melon. The shh, shh, shh song. Shh, 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 shh.
No,
it's shh, shh, shh.
Oh my god. But wait, hold on. There's
okay.
More.
Oh, there's more.
There's
but
more.
But wait, there's more. There's okay, more. Give it to me.
Okay, so... Your fave ex-boyfriend said that this attention has changed their lives in the most positive way.
Yeah, man.
He says, quote, like, I'm in a mansion, in a bathtub, you know? Oh, God. But anyway, they in the article, it's, you know, saying how he's not being selfish with the limelight that he's getting as a Corpus Christi musician.
Yeah.
And he thinks it's cool, and he doesn't get some of the hate because it's like, I'm not being selfish. I'm trying to use this to shine light on all of us to make this work for all of us. Uh-huh. And that's how it ends.
Referring to who? What hate is he getting?
Apparently he's getting hate.
Who's hating on the shh guy?
The one who wrote shh, 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 shh.
Stop, stop. You know what? You're being a real shh. If you're hating on the shh guy. You know what? You can take your shh and shove it right up there. And what do you think about that?
Oh, what he said.
In fact, I'm going to call this guy up, man. Hey, I'm trying to do the clean edit of my special. I would like to use your shh to bleep out all my fucks and shits and pussy. All that naughty language that Javi Luna uses.
All that language I hear in the hall, I have to say, hey, language. You should call him up.
You should, yeah. Stop hating on the guy. He's just trying to put the spotlight on everybody.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know. He didn't specify
that. No,
specify
on just everybody.
Can we go back to the interaction with the where Dusty, by the way, who produced the music for my special?
Yes, he
by
did. The way.
What was that nonsense? So I walked in and Dusty was like, bro. And I was like, dude, like, what, could you read me
okay,
that
I will
again?
Read
you
that.
Find
okay.
that again? Because I thought maybe I just missed something.
No, he said.
So this is about the SNL thing.
Yes. He was walking into the bar.
Okay.
And he's like, that
was
crazy.
Who was walking into the bar?
Gold Soul.
Gold Soul. Okay. Who I met.
Oh, you did.
He was at the Chingo show. He came and hung out in the green room. So I knew about the song a week prior to this. In fact, on the What Did He Say podcast that I was on, we talked about it being on SON. And so Chingo was there that night when it happened.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Very cool. So he said, someone sent it to me and I was actually downtown walking up to Produce. I'm walking up as I'm getting to the door watching this video. Mm-hmm. Dusty's walking out. We both look at each other and go, what the hell?
What the hell?
Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
But it's crazy.
And then he said,
it even means something about your boyfriend. It even mentioned something about your boyfriend real quick. And I was just like, yeah.
Oh, wow. So they mentioned, so it wasn't just a Wiz Khalifa reference. Like they talked about your favorite ex-boyfriend.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what that meant. See,
but the fact that you had to decipher, like
I didn't know what that meant.
And I have no. Here's the thing. I have no doubt that their conversation went that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like because when you work closely with someone and your friends, you can like say very fragmented sentences like
this
that.
This is true.
And you both because y'all know the context in which you're speaking, you. You pick it up, right? So
that's
I have no
true.
Doubt their interaction went that way. My surprise is that the journalist deciding to that now the reader will get this, right?
And to put it
this
off,
will be
this will be like
maybe if you would have added a shh, shh or two in there to tie it all together. Otherwise, it sounded like you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the dude. Where's your car? Like where's your car? Where's my car, dude? Or like the scene. Did you see?
Yes,
Dude, Where's
I did.
My car?
But babe, you know my memory.
Okay, it's an iconic movie. It's an iconic scene where they get the tattoos on their back, and they're reading each other's tattoos. And mm-hmm. he goes, dude, we got back tattoos. What does mine say? And it says, dude. And he goes, dude. Oh, what does mine say? Sweet. Oh, what does mine say? Dude. And that's what I feel like.
That's what
like
you think?
On paper, that conversation. Like I walked in and he was walking out, and I was like, "When?" Like I was like, "Oh yeah, I could totally see that."
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
you know.
Well, she should have put some little quotation
I mean, I hate to tell Channel 3 how to do their job.
Because that was hard to read, bro.
Yeah.
Hard to read.
But yeah, no, I had, of course, I'm not a hip hop head, but Chinga, when those guys came through, Chinga was one that had mentioned to me that this song was apparently out of here going viral and, and taking off. I didn't know the Wiz Khalifa part. That was news to me.
Oh, cool.
And he told me about, Gold Soul came on Saturday night. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. You know, sat up in the green room and we chatted with Chinga for a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, before the show, and went down and watched the show and yeah.
Cool.
So, and then they went to the studio that night, and I came back and went Mimi's.
Because
I'm old.
You're old. So,
unfortunately, I was not there for the where's my car, dude? Sweet. Bro. Like, what the hell? It's something about your friend's ex-boyfriend. Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's cool. Well, kudos, Corpus Christi, some Corpus Christi artists, and of course, yeah. Dusty down there, produce, always, he's all about his artistry, and all the guys down there are just always creating just really cool, cutting edge, you know, hip hop stuff. So then it's good to see them getting some national attention. Speaking of artistry, I'm going to close with my quote of the day from one of my favorite books, The War of Art, not Art of War, not Sung Tzu, which I've read. I just don't have a copy of it. So, maybe I'll get a copy. Maybe I will give you some of those quotes someday. This is The War of Art, written by Steve Pressfield. If you haven't read it, I recommend it, reading it in whole, especially if you're in any kind of creative medium. It deals a lot with what he calls resistance. Some might call it writer's block or just a creative slump,
mm-hmm.
and how true artists navigate that and break through that and transcend that. The full title is The War of Art: Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles.
Okay.
Part of that in here, he talks just a lot about where resistance, like I said, is what he calls it, comes from. And he talks a lot about the difference between amateur creatives and professional creatives, and the way to breed that is you got to become a professional in your mind, even mm-hmm. if not monetarily. You got to clock in and go to work creatively mm-hmm. every day and develop technique and all that. and he talks about, in this particular quote that I'm about to do, it's from a section called Resistance and Self-Doubt. He's talking about self-doubt being, it's almost inherent to being creative. We all, the creative people, have just a tremendous amount of self-doubt.
Mm-hmm.
The quote is from page 39 on The War of Art. The counterfeit innovator is wildly self-confident. The real one is scared to death.
Mm.
Okay. So what does that mean to me? What should it mean to you? Means it, sometimes we see these fake it till you make it people walking mm-hmm. around, and they're just so confident in everything that they do, and we wonder, man, I wish I had some of that confidence. That confidence means that you really care about your art and you are a true artist. That fear means you a real one. Mm-hmm. All right. Remember that the loudest person in the room is usually the most insecure.
Mm.
All right. They're faking it. You're the real one. So believe in yourself. Whatever it is you're trying to accomplish this week, clock in, go to work, get it done. I'm going to try to do the same.
Nice.
Thank y'all for listening to the OG Podcast. As always, man, make sure to drop us a comment, like, comment, subscribe, share. Also, again, don't forget, Not For Everybody out March 10th. Until next week, guys, we'll see you later. One love. We'll be right back.